Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Ago in 1991, this right here, surprisingly enough, was the number one song in this here country. Right Said Fred and I'm Too Sexy. 30 years ago, this is what we liked. This is what we loved. We did this to ourselves, people. Right Said Fred and I'm Too Sexy. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday all across the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. Talking now on the phones with Nick Rowan. He covers the Supreme Court for the Washington Examiner. Also writes in other places, including the American Spectator, which is where a piece we'll discuss today is hosted. Nick, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Spectator.org. How Democrats could weaken Trump's judicial legacy. Nick, we were told, and I think you'd agree, it's mainly true, but we were told that these judicial accomplishments, these circuit court judges, and certainly the Supreme Court judges, would be the longest-lasting legacy of the Trump administration. Is that still going to be true?
Well, yes and no. The Supreme Court, for sure. Trump appointed three relative to the Supreme Court, very young judges, and we've seen he really changed the court. And he did make a huge impact in the lower courts, the circuit courts, and the appellate courts. But there's a possibility, and Democrats are really pushing for it, that the lower courts are going to be expanded and Trump's influence there is going to be diluted.
Let's talk about that, the lower courts. I know that Senator Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, has explicitly mentioned this even since the election, this possibility of expanding the size of these lower courts. He, of course, would not call it court packing. He is saying, well, there's just so many cases and we're so busy. We need more judges to take on these cases. Is there any truth to that, or is this court packing by another name?
Well, so there's been, in the past couple of years, there's been a bipartisan support for expanding courts a little bit. The judicial policy arm of the court system actually asked Congress last year for 65 more judges, specifically on the Ninth Circuit out on the West Coast. And that probably will happen. But Democrats are taking this opportunity, you know, never let a crisis go to waste, to say, well, actually, we need some more judges than that, because they know that the last two presidents to get the most lower court nominations were first Jimmy Carter, who benefited from a court expansion, and then after him, Bill Clinton, who benefited from a court expansion that was passed during H.W. Bush's administration. And unless that happens, Biden isn't going to get quite as many nominations as Trump did.
Nick Rowan with us, a piece at spectator.org, how Democrats could weaken Trump's judicial legacy. Nick, take us through the process a little bit in terms of, judges who are going to be nominated for some of these circuit court positions. It's a 50-50 split in the Senate, but the Democrats have a tiebreaker with the vice president. Democrats control the chamber with Chuck Schumer. So by and large, barring Kristen Sinema or a Joe Manchin perhaps peeling off, it's going to be a situation that some conservatives very much feared before the November election, with Democratic control in the White House and Democrats in control of the Senate, that most of Joe Biden's judicial picks will be able to be confirmed.
Yeah, unless you get a very controversial pick, someone on the level of Neera Tanden, it's unlikely that Democrats are going to try to nuke any of Biden's nominations. Just for the simple fact that that's exactly what Mitch McConnell did when Republicans, came to power in all three branches of government 5 years ago.
And when we talk about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, this is the largest appellate court. It's California and six other western states and Alaska and Hawaii. We often hear about the unusual rulings coming from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. This is a court that certainly could move further left or at least stay status quo under a Biden administration.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So under the Trump administration, Trump walked in and the Ninth Circuit was hands down the most liberal court in the country. It would produce, you know, these outlandish rulings. My favorite example of this is in 2005, the court found that saying under God in the Pledge of Allegiance violated the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, which is just a bizarre backwards ruling. So if you were a left-wing activist and you wanted to win a case, you would go to the Ninth Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump saw the opportunity midway through his term to rework the court. A number of judges were retiring, and Trump, you know, filled them with replacements. And the court still has a liberal majority, but it's much less than it was than when Trump took office. And so you've actually started to see more conservative opinions coming out of the Ninth Circuit. For example, there's a case that the Supreme Court just took up on Monday related to abortion policy. And the Ninth Circuit actually defended Trump's anti-abortion policies, which, you know, never would have happened before.
Yeah.
But under Biden, he's likely to replace most, if not all, of the Clinton-appointed judges on the court. And the Ninth Circuit is that's the one circuit that everyone agrees needs to be expanded. And that's going to happen during the Biden administration. And so it's very likely that the court, which already has a liberal majority, is going to swing further back to the left.
Nick Rowan, check out the piece at spectator.org, How Democrats Could Weaken Trump's Judicial Legacy, and also find his writing at the Washington Examiner as well. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.